Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We've been talking about the Trump administration's announcement today of the rescinding of the DACA program. That's the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. It could affect 800,000 young people across the United States and 8,000 people right here in Massachusetts. Now, the president said he's giving Congress a six-month period until March of 2018 to do something about immigration if they don't like this decision to rescind DACA. So let's get a congressional voice in here. Representative Michael Capuano. He represents Massachusetts 7th. Congressman Capuano, it's good to have you back.
Nice to be back.
Do you think Congress can do something in 6 months?
This Congress has not shown any ability to do almost anything. However, I hope so. I mean, a lot of my Republican colleagues say the right thing when it comes to DACA, and they say the right thing about immigration reform. But thus far, they have been the voices that keep losing in their own caucus. I firmly believe that if we could get a reasonable, comprehensive immigration reform bill on the floor, like the ones passed through the Senate, which would include addressing this issue, I think it would pass if it was allowed to have a stand-up vote. The problem comes with the majority party not being willing to even put it on the floor for a vote.
Right. I mean, isn't that kind of what happened last time around, that Congress was close in 2013, 2014?
Yes, that's exactly right. And we couldn't get it on the floor. I mean, people have to understand, the agenda in the House of Representatives is completely controlled by the leadership of the majority party. It's not new. It's always been that way. The only way to avoid that is to get what's called a discharge petition, which requires 218 signatures on the petition, which is a majority of the House. And in this case, it would require us to get about 30 members of the Republican Party to join the Democrats to force the bill to the floor. That might happen, but it seldom happens, because the pressure within each party to not go against its own leadership is very significant. So we'll see. I think this might be a difference. We'll find out.
So let me ask you about that, because today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she gave... Honestly, I thought it was an interesting press conference today, combative not necessarily to the White House press corps she was facing, but combative to Congress, because she was asked, she reiterated the president's position, saying, you know, the ball's in Congress's court. And then she was like, hey, if Congress can't do it, get out of the way. But here's what she said.
I think that the American people elected them to do it. And again, if they can't, then they should get out of the way and let somebody else take their job that can actually get something done.
Now, who do you think that message is for? Is it for congressional Democrats? Is it for congressional Republicans? I mean, could that be the lever that sort of gets this process unstuck?
I don't know about that. I mean, so far, the Trump administration hasn't shown any ability or willingness to work with Congress, either Democrats or Republicans, but we'll see. That message could only be aimed at the Republican leadership in the House and the Senate. There's nobody else who can control the agenda, or at least to grow a spine for some of the more moderate Republicans who claim they're in favor of comprehensive immigration reform. It couldn't be aimed at the Democrats, because we've been trying to do that for as long as I can remember. The majority of Democrats, the vast majority, there might be a handful, if that. I'm not even sure there are any Democrats who would not vote for comprehensive immigration reform. But we'll see. It could only be aimed at the Republican leadership and the Republican right wing.
Now, let's hypothesize here for a minute, Congressman, if we could. Like, what would a potential immigration compromise look like that could ostensibly pass both the House and Senate?
Well, it would have to include what to do with the 10, 12 million people who are already in the country, including the Dreamers. The Dreamers might be a separate action, but there has to be something done with their parents and people who don't have children in the country as well. Are we really going to let's assume, for the sake of discussion, that we have 12 million people in the country here that are undocumented. And let's assume we have, just round off the numbers, 1 million Dreamers. So let's just take them out of the equation. That still leaves 11 million people that we have to deal with, most of whom are good, solid people who are just trying to make their lives better. Are we really going to deport 11 million people? I think the answer is no. I think everybody realizes that's the case. That's not what we're going to do. That's not good for the country. It's kind of a silly thing to worry about too much. But we do have to deal with them. We have to either make them or find a way to get them on a path to becoming legal, or deport them, or whatever we're going to do. And then we have to move forward and say, okay, based on where we are today, maybe we need to look at our immigration reform going forward. How many people do we need in this country next year, and the year after, and the year after? And what qualifications should they have? This is not easy stuff, but that's comprehensive immigration reform. I think it can be done by thoughtful people who want to find a resolution. It cannot be done if the Republican Party only listens to its extreme right wing, who simply want to just deport everybody and throw up walls and not let anybody ever in again, because that's not how America was built and that's not what America is.
So, Representative, let me ask you about that, because, I mean, yes, from the extreme right wing of the Republican Party, we're getting superheated rhetoric about immigration. Criminality is lumped in, gang violence, all sorts of things. But also, at the same time, they're talking about, in you know, what they see as a fundamental unfairness, not to the immigrant population in the United States, but to Americans, working Americans, who in some sectors, construction, for example, have seen an impact on their wages. And that is the part of this argument that I think receives a great degree of sympathy for folks who are, you know, in the middle of the party.
I don't disagree at all. But again, we're not going to deport 11 million people. That's a great and good and thoughtful argument going forward. I think that part of the weakness on the Democratic side is that we never talk about secure borders. I am for secure borders, not because I want to keep everybody out, but because I want to keep our economy strong, and that requires us to make sure that the labor force is not excessive.
So in that case, if the House put forward a bill that sort of put DACA and immigration reform tied in with building a wall, would you vote for that?
I've always thought the focus on the wall is silly, because the wall is just a symbol. But that, you know, if there are millions of other ways to make the borders secure, and that's fine by me. That don't cost the kind of money they have. I've always thought the wall is a distraction. But I do want secure borders. I want them in the thoughtful way, in the most cost-effective way you can get. And I just don't think a wall is it. But I'm just not worried about that. What I'm worried about is, let's assume you could put a wall on all four sides of America and it'd be 100 feet tall. You're still going to want immigrants to come into this country to do some of the work to help this country expand. And to me, that's the important question.
Yeah.
How many and what qualifications do they have? And for the sake of discussion, based on what you just said, and I'll accept it for the moment for the purpose of discussion, that the construction industry is one place that we don't need any more people to come in, then we say, okay, fine. If you want to come to this country, you have to have a qualification beyond being a good carpenter. We don't need any carpenters this year. We might next year, but right now we don't. What we need for the sake of discussion is farm workers. We need scientists, whatever it is we need, and let the economists decide who it is that we not you know, the race or the ethnicity, but the qualifications that the individual has coming into this country.
So, Representative, I very much appreciate your candor about where Democrats have dropped the ball on this, because this has been a bipartisan failure for 15 years now, immigration reform. So on that, just last quick question to you. In this moment now, what more should the Democratic Party, should Democrats, leading Democrats, be doing?
I think at the moment, whether we like it or not, the entire agenda is run by the Republican Party. They run the House, the Senate, and the White House. And in this particular case, it pains me to say that I agree with the comments coming out of the White House, that it does fall on the Republican leadership to get this issue on the agenda. Let's have that open and honest debate. Let the votes fall where they may. And I like everything else. If we could do this, we're not going to get a bill that I'm going to like or that you're going to like, but we can get a bill. It's just like health care. It'll be something. It'll be a step in the right direction. I believe there is a majority of Congress willing to do that if we are allowed to do it.
Michael Capuano, he represents Massachusetts 7th. Congressman, it's always invigorating. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.